Ross, may I have a word with you?
Oh, of course, Donald.
We've been getting reports of some very angry behavior on your part.
What?
Threatening letters, refusal to meet deadlines. Apparently, people now call you mental.
Yeah.
We want you to speak to a psychiatrist.
Oh, no. You don't understand. Ugh, this is so silly. This is all just because of a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Yeah, you see, my sister makes these amazing turkey sandwiches. Her secret is she puts an extra slice of gravy-soaked bread in the middle. I call it the moist maker. Anyway, I put my sandwich in the fridge over here. And
oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I believe I ate that.
You ate my sandwich?
It was a simple mistake. It could happen to anyone.
Really? Did you confuse it with your own turkey sandwich with the moist maker?
No.
Do you perhaps remember seeing a note on top of it?
There may have been a joke or limerick of some kind.
That said, it was my sandwich.
Now calm down. Come look in my office. Some of it may still be in the trash.
What?
Well, it was quite large. I had to throw most of it away.
You threw my sandwich away. My sandwich? My sandwich!
Hi. So, what's this book about?
You didn't read this one either?
Well, I was gonna, but I accidentally read something else.
What?
Vogue. Okay, so tell me about this Jane Eyre woman.
No, you should have read it yourself.
Oh, come on, Phoebe, don't be such a goody-goody.
Fine. Okay, all right. So, Jane Eyre,
yeah.
First of all, you'd think she's a woman. She's not. She's a cyborg.
Cyborg? Isn't that like a robot?
Yeah, this book was light years ahead of its time.
Sorry I'm late. Let's get started. So, what did everybody think of Jane Eyre?
Rachel and I were just discussing it, and she actually had some very interesting insights.
Oh. Well, go ahead, Rachel.
Thank you, Phoebe.
What struck me most when reading Jane Eyre was how the book was so ahead of its time.
If you're talking about feminism, I think you're right.
Yeah, well, feminism, yes, but also the robots.
Hey.
Okay, so, since that video camera thing didn't work out, I thought that I would give you just a little preview.
You're naked in this picture.
I know.
Ross?
Hey, Chandler. Monica.
Ross, are you okay?
I'm fine. I saw a psychiatrist at work today.
Why?
On account of my rage.
Which, if I may say right now, is out of control.
He gave me a pill for it.
A pill?
Huh? Well, when the psychiatrist told me that I had to take a leave of absence because I yelled at my boss, I started to get worked up again. So he offered me a tranquilizer. And I thought it was a good idea, so I took it.
Wait a minute. They're making you take time off work?
And you're okay with that?
I don't know. It's going to be weird not having a job for a while, but I definitely don't care about my sandwich.
Yeah, you know, I hate it when they make me see the shrink at my office. You know, he's always like, whoa, maybe your colleagues will like you better if you like yourself better. Who needs that?
You do.
I know.
Oh,
just so embarrassing. I can't believe you just let me go on and on and on like that. I'm sorry. It was just so funny when you started comparing Jane Eyre to RoboCop. That was not funny. Well, I snapped, okay? You weren't taking the class seriously. Phoebe, come on. What is the big deal? I thought this was going to be something we could do together, you know? I thought it would be fun. Well, yeah, fun is good. But, you know, I also wanted to learn. You know, people are always talking about what they learned in high school, and I never went to high school. Oh, so you really wanted to learn. Yeah, you know, Phoebe, I just wanted to have fun. You know who you should go with? I know.
Monica, you asked the question.
Secret peephole.
Oh, no.
Yes, he has a naked picture of Monica. He takes naked pictures of us. Then he eats chicken, and then he looks at them.
Look, dude, that's my sister.
Did we do that? All right, wait, just wait. Everybody, just calm down, okay? Let's give our friend Joey a chance to explain why he's such a big pervert.
No, I am not a pervert, okay? It's just... I just kind of...
Look, I think I can explain this.
Thank you.
Joey's a sex addict.
What? No, I'm not.
It's okay. It's good. It's good. It's a disease.
No, I am not a sex addict.
Yes, you are. That's the only way to explain all this stuff.
No, it isn't. No, it's not. Because you could also explain it with the truth.
Well, what is the truth?
What's going on?
I slept with Monica. Well, let's see what everybody thinks of that.
Oh, no.
You slept with my sister?
Yes, but we just did it once in London.
This is not good for my rage.
Monica, this is true?
Of course it's true. How else would you explain all the weird stuff that's been going on?
Yes, it's true.
Okay, but if it only happened that one time, how come we found your underwear in our apartment the other day?
Oi. That was the underwear I was wearing that night in London. Right, Monica?
I guess I wanted to keep it as a souvenir.
My God, Monica!
Are you sure, Joe? Are you sure you're not just a sex addict?
No. And if anyone's a sex addict here, it's Monica. Yeah. She has been trying to get me back in the sack ever since London.
So that's why she gave you a naked picture of herself.
That makes sense.
And the video camera?
Monica?
I guess I set up the video camera to try and entice Joey.
But sadly, I could not be enticed.
Oh, Monica, this has to stop now.
I know. I will. And I would appreciate it if we all could just, you know, just drop it immediately and forever.
Okay. That is, if you can resist me.
I'll give it my best shot.
Good luck.
Unbelievable. I mean, you really kept Joey's underwear? Why would you do that?
I'm Monica. I'm disgusting. I stalk guys and keep their underpants.
Well, I think we've all learned something about who's disgusting and who's not. Huh? All right. Now, I'm going to get back to my bucket. I'm only eating the skin, so the chicken's up for grabs.
I really thought you were making a good point. I mean, you know, until you got cut off.
No, what's up with that girl, Monica?
I don't know. I didn't come with her.
Hey, everybody. Everybody, guess what? I just convinced Carl to give us a test next week.
Test?
Come on, tests make us all better learners.
Oh, yeah, we should have essay questions.